From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading Abducted by Brian Pinkerton. Now let's begin with Abducted, Part 1, Chapter 1. Anita felt years of stress lift off her body as Dennis drove the Jeep across the Bay Bridge, leaving digital learnings behind in a galaxy of skyline lights. The magnetic pull of motherhood had drawn her out of her San Francisco office to return home to Rockridge for good. There was no going back. It wasn't that she disliked digital learnings. Far from it. She enjoyed the camaraderie of her co-workers, the challenges of her clients, the kudos that came after she mastered another polished piece of product from rough thoughts. But it was work. A job, a 9-to-5 gig that had stretched unfairly to eclipse the daylight. With a growing certainty, she had come to realize that the paychecks and ego fulfillment were holding her captive from what was truly the most important thing in her life. An amazing 2-year-old boy with blonde hair, curious eyes, and fast feet, a son named Tim. Her boss, Maggie, and 5 co-workers all understood. At least, they said they understood. There was encouragement, but some of it felt hollow. Could they really identify with her? Only 2 had children, one of them being Maggie, saddled with a teenage girl who, at least in anecdotes, existed only to defy her mother and flirt with every known illegal substance and forbidden activity. Maggie tossed out the latest family melodramas for morning coffee conversation, reciting arguments with bitter amusement and weary aggravation.